if you look back, you know, when we went to school, right, Jonathan, not so long ago, or yeah. perhaps longer for me, perhaps 30 years ago when I went to school. And just recently, they've announced the GCSE results, haven't they?
Yes.
Now, I went to Dunstable Grammar School because I'm only local and been Bedfordshire for the last 50 years. Now, when I was at Dunstable Grammar School, I got 17 O-levels.
Yes.
Right? And so I was top at school.
So you're quite brainy.
Quite brainy.
So you're looking for a woman who's brainy?
Yeah. Right. The problem is that the partners I've had before haven't been so understanding and clever as myself. So but that's... Do you understand, Jonathan?
I do. Oh, my God. So some of the women that you've dated before, they've not quite lived up to your intellectual abilities.
What the problem is, Jonathan, like, I've say, for example, this nice friend I went to and things there yeah. is that she's a really nice, hard-working girl,
right?
But she's not the best conversationist there, right? Her partner does not. I don't think I've ever had a proper conversation. He's not going to be able to talk about politics or news items or anything. So we need actually someone that you can have a proper conversation and a debate on.
So I know you've tried internet dating. I mean, normally on the internet, when you're looking for love, you can kind of select various criteria, what you're looking for. So, for example, I only want a vegetarian, I only want a woman of this kind of age, blah, blah, blah. Presumably, you can filter through a lot of the women that really wouldn't appeal to you. And there is then a pool of women that would be appealing.
Yeah. I mean, there is a well-known internet dating site, they won't say, but it advertises a lot on the television, and actual programmes that I've actually watched, like Time Team or Grand Designs, these type of
programmes. I like Grand Designs.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. So that's the programmes that I would actually watch there, and this dating site gives you all these questions that you've had to answer. So it's not like just registering, you have to go through all these questions and then it makes you a match. I think it's 100 questions, right?
So how many matches did you get?
Right, well, I did this very carefully and conscientiously, and then it came with the answer: thank you for registering, but we can't accept your details because we can't find you a match.
So out of every single woman on that website, there was no one that lived.